Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
And we welcome all of you back here on a Friday night. Ken is in Hawaii. Hello, Ken.
Hello, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to give you a little bit of information that I got from my grandson.
Sure.
On the transfer portal.
Wonderful.
Right before the Alabama-Georgia game, we were sitting around, and I, just to make conversation, I said, well, who do you favor in this game? You know, my grandson's a wide receiver in high school. And he goes, oh, I don't care who wins the game. And I went, what do you mean? He goes, well, I'm interested in players, not teams. And I says, okay, who's your favorite quarterback? He tells me. I say, who's your favorite lineman? He tells me. I say, who's your favorite wide receiver? He tells me. You know, it's an SEC All-Star team.
That is interesting.
And I go, and what do you do? And tell me a little bit more about this. You follow players. And he goes, well, you know, I want to know which of my favorite wide receivers scores more touchdowns in a game, has more yards in a game. I'm going, but you don't care which team they play for. No. And I'm going, this is an unintended consequence of the transfer portal. If the players themselves, you know, don't really have that much of an allegiance to stay at a school, then what are the fans going to do? You know, they're going to, you know, after cursing someone for leaving, you know, their favorite team, and that happens 30, 40 times, they're suddenly going to say, well, you know, maybe with, you know, if we're playing musical chairs, why should I have any allegiance to a particular school?
And how old is your grandson, Ken?
He's 17.
Wow, that is really interesting, fascinating. I've never heard that before.
And I talked to him some more about it, and he's treating college players now like a lot of people treat NFL players. They're more interested in the players. They don't care what team they play for, you know. So, you know, I just think that's an unintended consequence of the transfer portal.
No, you may very well be right. I've never thought of it. It's something to really ponder and look into. Hey, thank you very much for sharing that.
Yep. Bye.
You be well. Had to go to Hawaii to hear that. That's really interesting. Chris is in Pensacola. You're on the air. Go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. How's it going today?
Very well. Thank you.
Hey, just letting you know, I did a little bit of research about the NWO and the Black Cats.
Please tell us. Share it with us.
All right. According to what I figured out, the NWO stands for Nervous, Worried, Old Guys. And the Black Cats are actually them getting set up for the funeral of the death of the Alabama championship run. Because from what I was told from a little birdie, was the Gators are going to slap them with their tail this coming up season.
I think you have broken the code. Hey, thank you. Trey is up next. Tuscaloosa. Hello, Trey.
Committee chairman, can I yield the 3 minutes of my time back to Ms. K? Would that be okay?
We will grant you that, as long as it's okay with the chair.
Hey, Paul, I want to say something about Jim's phone call today. I tell you, Paul, we ought to really go back and listen to that phone call, because I'm gonna tell you what was wrong with that call, and see if you don't agree with me. Paul, there was not one ounce of remorse or anything admitted that anything he said that he was wrong. And it doesn't matter what Miss Kay said. I mean, that's irrelevant to me. And he don't think that any of his actions were not acceptable. And he turned today into about something she said is the reason he got mad. Now, Paul, I'm going to tell you something. When you can't admit what you did, you know, he went back and watched that. I think he's got a serious problem because there was no remorse today. And I say this, too, about him talking about everything he's done in sports. I coached for 40 years. I was an official for 40 years. I have never seen an athlete have to defend themselves or get their feelings hurt as much as he does over little things. Paul, athletes take criticism. Athletes are thick-skulled. Athletes go through a lot to be good. So maybe the only thing his injury was is he got his feelings hurt and he just quit. Thank you, Paul, for taking my call.
I think that sounds pretty accurate. Good to hear from you. Let's continue. Calm everything down. What do you say, Randy? Calm it down. Let's get a learned, erudite thinker, somebody to contextualize what's been happening here. Joe is up next.
Wrong tide road, Paul. You know what we need? You know what we need? We need a good revival meeting. A good revival, and with a wrestling ring, of course. For some of these, well, a.k.a. Jim, and it just, you know, he just needs to, he acts like he's a Christian, Paul. He's part of the same from a Christian.
Now, by the way, I heard Legend repudiate Jim for what he did yesterday. You've been linked to he called the other day, or he tweeted, I can't remember which one it was, and said that you had the greatest call ever. So he was trying to piggyback you. Are you going to continue wearing the black hat with Jim, or are you going to be the final person to repudiate him?
I rebuke Satan. I rebuke him.
You're done with
because
him.
Because I think Satan's working through Jim right now. I mean, I think Satan's doing his bidding through Jim.
I've got sources that can confirm that.
Well, I mean,
Schefter is reporting that right now.
Well, it ought to be on ESPN. It ought to be everywhere that don't listen to Jim. He's just a Satan trying to, you know, invade the world. You know, he's trying to take over, you know, get people to sin, but get people to just be idiots. That's Jim. And it's got to be, you know, it's some supernatural is going on here. It is. And I'm proud Legend did that.
Supernatural.
I am. I'm my hat's off to not my black hat. I wear gray or white hats, but you know, my hat's off to Legend for rebuking that demon in T-Town. You know, there's one demon in T-Town, and that's Jim. And he's you know, hey, if there was a fire going on in the world today, you better believe that Jim is causing this. I mean, he is. I think he's Satan incarnated in you know, human form here. I mean, he's the devil. He's the devil. And the devil, you know, when they start calling everybody liars, morons, and all this, that's usually what they are. So they call everybody else this. So, you know, it don't point the finger at them. But he thinks he's all this high and mighty and all this crap. And he ain't nothing but the devil reincarnated in mankind right now going through the world. And college football sports don't need him. Christians don't need him. And I'm glad Kay slapped him across the forehead with that Bible yesterday. And, you know, he just – and my head – again, my head's off the ledge. You know, rebuke that devil. Rebuke him. In the name of Jesus, rebuke that devil, Paul. Rebuke him. And you know what? Some of the Georgia fans, I'm not going to say, Georgia fans has good, they have some good fans. They got some good, decent fans. I mean, I've got some fans, you know, some friends that's Georgia fans, but there's a couple like Ray Dog, Red Dog, I mean, or Dog, whatever. They're demons too. I mean, they're demons walking amongst here, Paul. And there should be some kind of screening to know when a demon's calling in to just put that demon out. So it don't impute their, you know, blasphemous across the college football world. But, you know, that's pretty much all I got to say about Jim. But, you know, again, my hat's off to legend. But Jim ain't nothing but a piece of trash. And you know, and I pray for him. I pray he accepts Christ one day. Because if he don't, he's going to be sad and lonely and in a fiery furnace one day. Roll Tide, roll, Paul.
We are going to take a quick break. We still have 50 minutes remaining here on a Friday early evening.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Heath is up next in Nashville. Hello, Heath.
I don't know what I am gonna do. Man, that's some good stuff there, Paul.
Thank you.
Bumper. Bumper. I go back to the ERC. First of all, thank you for taking my call.
Well,
I really
you.
Appreciate it.
Wonderful.
And I go back to the ERC base.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it is. I'm hitting 50 this year, dating myself a little bit. We have some mutual friends in the Birmingham market. And I just want to echo what everybody else has been saying. And it's even more important now, especially after what everybody's been through the last couple of years, is what your show means to people, literally. And we hear it all the time. And, you know, I've heard tell of a sitcom, a movie, a book deal. Hell, I'm down with an HBO series. but it's just what you, I'm now back on the road again with my work, able to travel a little more, so I'm able to listen. And I find myself shedding a tear on occasion listening to some of these calls and how you deal with people and your compassion and your empathy. I actually missed the meltdown or the beat down, I guess, that Ms. K put on He Whose Name Shall Not Be Repeated on this show. And I've listened to that dude a long time, man. I have mutual friends that think they know who he is and this, that, and the other. But I think that he's just a bridge too far this time. And I know you want him on the show for, you know, the shock value and all of that stuff, but it was just too much. I mean, he crossed the line, and I'm not going to continue to repeat everything that everybody says. I mean, Squirrel, you know, I-Man, all these guys, and of course, Legend literally doing what the right thing by repudiate, which is a great word, and then our Uncle Joe up there in Red Bay from Winston County originally, I know that part of the country, he brought the rebuke in. And I think it's good. And Jim, oh, I did it. My bad. I've got three words for that clown. And anybody that knows over the history of your show, you've met everybody that calls in. You know, you've been gracious. You've had the lunch. And everybody appreciates that. I'm ready for that to start happening again. I don't know if you're going to be able to do it in the market you're in now. But, I mean, heck, we're ready for you to come back to Birmingham. I know I'm not the only one saying that. Is there any shot of that within the next, before you retire, I guess?
Heath, have you been talking to my wife?
I spread my notes and watch through UAB days.
No, you just go ahead and tell me the truth, because I try not to listen in on her calls.
Now, one quick thing, too. Pat, that Pat interview was phenomenal. We all know the level and quality of individual he is. And I know you said it, but, man, can we please get some Neil Vickers back? Just for an old time's sake.
Yeah, I don't want to wait too late for Vickers, because, I mean, he may go out and kill somebody again or kill a dog. But
kill a dog.
Yeah, but you're right. I mean, he's we do need – I mean, every successful show has this – the reunion show, and we really do need the reunion show.
Yep. And I just think it would be nostalgia for all of us. I say us because I consider myself one of the original. If I was listening to you at ERC, I mean,
that was back in the early days.
Well, I'm going to let you go. This starts off again. Thanks for everything, and hopefully I can call in a little more. But congratulate the judge on his illustrious career and his impending in retirement. But I got three words for that clown. Chucklehead down in T-Town. Let's go, Jim. Let's go, Jim.
That's funny. Hey, thanks, call. Heath. Great to have you on. I really do appreciate it, and I appreciate all the kind words. Chucklehead, now that's a cool word. I haven't heard that one in a long time. Jim is up next. No, not that one. Please, don't get upset. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Paul.
Good afternoon. Good evening.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me here.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I was just wondering, have you ever seen that movie, Dinner for Schmucks?
I have seen it advertised. Don't tell me it's about this show.
No, but okay. It's very similar. It's about a group of guys that have a contest of trying to bring the biggest idiot to a dinner and see who wins. And I tell you, man, I think you'd win every single contest with some of these callers that you have.
Right.
Something else. But I just had a quick question.
Yeah.
What's the negative? What's the holdback? What would be the negative about expanding this college playoff to 12 teams?
Well, you have to remember, Jim, it was essentially agreed upon by the people that run the college football playoff, and then they – then all of a sudden there was dissent, and most of it's parochial, it's petty, and I firmly believe, and I think so does everyone else, that had Oklahoma and Texas not announced when they did that they were coming in, we would have already had it approved and probably be getting it in 2 years.
Yeah, I think it would be good for everybody just to have a couple of weeks of a playoff like that. I can't imagine how it would be more exciting at the end of the season. You'd have 12 teams with a chance to get it, to make it to the championship game. I don't know how many SEC teams would make it in there, but I really wish that would happen.
Well, Jim, thank you. Sadly, probably not going to. Stuart Mandel opened the door today to say maybe it could happen a little earlier than the end of this contract, but it is a story that has just been beaten to death, and the logic on why they are not going along with it is simply not believable. Jeff is up next. Hey, Jeff. Good evening to you. How are you?
Hey, Paul. Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Jeff, we're doing well. Thank you. Appreciate
it. Didn't I hear Squirrel say GM like Biden?
Well, no. Jim often compares himself to Donald Trump, and Squirrel says that Jim reminds him more of President Biden than Donald Trump.
Well, I'm going to tell Squirrel, Jim reminds me of Trump. because you know, Trump lied a lot, Jim lied. Jim paid prostitutes off. Trump did the same thing. Trump want me to shoot Jeff.
You're forcing me to ask you. How do you know that Jim paid prostitutes? I've never heard that one before.
Well, I'm about to hear that, but he wanted me to shoot pine sol in my vein to get over COVID. So I think Jim like Trump. Cause anybody says something bad about Jim, he get mad, and Trump get mad. And both of them stupid, so, you know, that's all I got to say, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Cat Daddy is up next.
Big Paul, looking good, sounding good as always. I just got to ask a question here tonight. Now, Kay and what's the name from Tuscaloosa, Darryl? They were a fussing up a storm. But are they both Bama fans?
No. Jim is a Bama fan. Kay is a Georgia fan.
All right. Well, my misconception, because I was thinking, I mean, I can't believe Alabama fans be arguing with each other. That sounds like something happens here in South Carolina.
That's funny. A lot of funny people out there today. Jesse is up next. Hello, Jesse. You are on the air.
Hey, Mr. Paul.
Hey,
thanks
there
for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, before I ask my question, if you have a second, I just wanted to tell you, me and my son, he's 2 years old, watch your show when I get off work every day. Well, and he may just like the music, but it's a fun time for me and him. And the Bear Bryant segments was very interesting. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
And my question is, on the portal, I know that's been a question today. Do you think there's any chance that we will have to just suck it up and wait a couple of years for the contract to end? I know you've had a couple of big guests this past couple of weeks all kind of agree that they would like to see it in the spring or maybe even February. I was just wondering what you thought about that. And if you, I assume you agree, but you know what they say about assuming.
Yeah, Jesse, I am not optimistic now that it's going to be worked out. There's still a slight door open. I think the people that run college athletics know how negative their inaction is being perceived. And you have to hope that maybe they get into a room one day. But right now, everybody just seems to be fighting for their own self-preservation. But it's not really going to help them in the end. This contract is ticking. There are only 3 more years left. So at the end of the contract, we will expand. It's just a matter of how the expansion will look. Thank you very much. Appreciate your two-year-old watching. It's helping offset our demos a little bit. We're heading to the break. We still have 30 minutes for you to call in at 855-242-7285. East Coast, baby.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bill is in Tennessee as we begin to close shop here on a Friday night. Hey, Bill.
Paul, how are you?
I am well. Thank you.
Good. I just wanted to say how much I admire you for being able to put up with these folks during silly season after football season is over. It seems like they all seem to turn their turrets on each other. And so for the next few months, we won't talk about football or baseball or basketball. We'll be talking about each other. And how you navigate through that is quite excellent.
Thank you.
I would make one recommendation for these people that don't want to talk football or talk baseball or talk basketball. Maybe they could have 1 hour for themselves. They could just call and talk about each other all they want.
We once had this show before television. We had a local affiliate in Birmingham that would stream the show. And this was really early on. I mean, you didn't have things streamed at the time. This was 12, 13, 14 years ago. And there was a chat room. And all of the people that you now hear, they would just battle in that chat room. And it was really a fantastic idea. The problem was it became so divisive and scary that the TV station shut it down because they were afraid someone was going to get killed.
Needed somebody like you to moderate it.
Yeah, but I found myself during the show distracted because I had one of those big TV like screen computers, and I was be watching it the whole time, and it was much more entertaining than anything I was listening to.
Yeah, well, just want to say appreciate what you do, and we're looking forward to the upcoming season.
Thank you very much, Bill. You take care of yourself. Nick is up next in Florida. Hey, Nick, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. So, gosh, I want to talk about the ineptitude of the University of Texas now that they're in the SEC. But if I could comment real quickly on the whole gym argument. Like, I know a number of your callers, you know, probably fat finger some track phones. But are they aware that Apple phones have a pregnant man emoji now? Like, the idea that you can't argue with a woman is so condescending in today's, you know, equal opportunity hate. But Texas, Paul, you got a university that's got about a $30 billion endowment. Now, endowment is kind of like the stock market. It doesn't necessarily a harbinger for who's going to be president, but it's very closely correlated to who's going to be. Why are they unable to field good teams in sports, primarily football and basketball? And Sark is not going to be the solution to that. So, I mean, how does a program like that turn it around?
Nick, what I know a little bit about the inner workings of Texas, primarily thanks to Nick Saban. When he was wooed by them in 2013, he later shared some things with me and others about why he didn't take the job. He said that it was intriguing for all the reasons that makes Texas, the University of Texas, a great school, but it was unappealing because there were so many people he would have to report to and deal with. And Mac Brown later would tell me the same thing when I would be with him every weekend. And that is the problem. And by the way, that is the exact problem that Saban inherited in Tuscaloosa. Everyone felt like they owned a piece. It was like the Green Bay Packers. You know, whether you have a $20 worth of stock or 20,000, you felt like you had a voice. And Saban went in there on day one and said, nobody else is speaking for this program. Nobody else. I don't want to hear anyone else other than my boss, the athletic director and the president of the university. He told the alumni to stay out of his way. And I think Texas needs to do the same thing because they end up with the wrong coach too often. And I'm not sure Sark is the right or wrong coach. He was underwhelming in year one, but I still think he's capable.
I don't think he's the right coach at all. And you know, the Alabama endowment's about $1 billion.
Yeah.
You know, Texas is, you're talking about 30. But anyway, if I could real quick, I have a foundation, Paul, that works very closely with the mentally disabled and also those on the spectrum. And I'd like to reach out to Matt from San Antonio to see if I can connect with him and help. You know, I know he talked about launching his podcast. You know, if we could put some money behind him to help him get that off the ground. Is there some way that we could connect?
Yeah, Nick, let me put you on hold and maybe we can get Matt to call in and you guys can talk. So thank you for that. I'll put you back on hold. Interesting thought there. Kathy, Matt's got his first NIL deal. Kathy is up next in Georgia.
great, Paul. I am so happy that Matt's going to get an opportunity, because it doesn't matter who you are, what you are. Everybody has a chance in life. But I think that we should end the program tonight and we all singing Kumbaya, or Shall We Gather at the River?
I tend to like Shall We Gather at the River. I think it's a little more reverent.
Well, I think so too, but then I want to sing watching the tide roll in or out, watching the dock of the bay, you know.
Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll in. Is it roll in?
Roll away, roll away. But also the East Coast, everybody needs to be careful because we got a snowstorm or a bad cold, hard freeze coming in. So, buddy, and the East
you're
Coast,
right. It is headed right for the heart of the Upper East Coast, and it's a killer.
It sure is. So, but you have a good evening. But I felt like I needed to call in, and I'll spring a course of it.
Kathy, thank you. Anthony, who is up in the target of the storm in New York. Hello, Anthony.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me on. Paul, I got a couple of questions and a comment about Notre Dame this season. I wanted to know what your opinion is of Marcus Freeman taking over for Brian Kelly, because after that bowl game, I'm starting to feel like it's going to be Tyrone Willingham all over again.
Well, I know about him what everyone does and what they have said, and I understand why he got the job. He was a young recruiter who was going to keep the program together. Now, sometimes programs make decisions in the moment, and if he fails, this will be one of those cases where you do not make an emotional decision. Everything seemed to be geared toward anti-Brian Kelly. Let's elevate Marcus, who had only been there a year. He came from Cincinnati, where he had been there under Luke Fickell, and I have no idea. That was an underwhelming debut, he had no choice. I think it would have been better if he could have, put the team together on his own as opposed to only be the coordinator and then elevate. But I like his recruiting, but it's not going to get any better. His opening game, as is against Ohio State in Columbus.
Yes, right. And, Paul, the other question I want to ask, has Notre Dame hired a defensive coordinator yet?
I don't know that. I will check on that. Our Notre Dame expert is out today. Otherwise, I would have had that decision for you in a nanosecond.
Okay, no problem, Paul. And just one comment. Jack Cohn, who was a transfer from Wisconsin,
right,
fit in seamlessly with Notre Dame. And I think he's a quarterback this season that went unheralded. And the guy had 25 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, threw for over 3,000 yards, and they wouldn't have been 11-2 without him. And I want to know what your opinion is on that.
I liked him. I thought, by the way, they have not named a they do not have a coordinator yet, a defensive coordinator. I like him a lot. I thought he was really good this year. We're up against a break.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Well, we made it to the end of the week. Appreciate you being a part of the show. We will see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.